Please enter your account code.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling regarding an appeal you've made on a parcel in Branson, Missouri, known as Shoney's Restaurant, and obviously unable to reach you. If you'd like to return a call to the county clerk's office, the number is 417-546-7249. Thank you. Now, if this is the number they ask us to call, that's the tax consulting office. You have his individual?
I have his cell phone.
And it is?
404-731-6151.
4-0-7-3-1-6-1-5-1 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization. I also left a message with your office. We are calling regarding an appeal you had on a parcel of property in Branson, Missouri, known as Shoney's. County Clerk's office number is 417-546-7249. Thank you. Let's move on. I tossed it right there. That was scary, though. Okay. Honeysuckle Enterprises? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. Well, my name is Ryan Richardson with Honeysuckle Enterprises. James, I want to especially thank you. He's really the reason why I'm here, because when I called first to get an adjustment, James was kind enough to adjust the value that had increased within his authority and suggested that if I needed to go any further than that, to appear before the Board of Equalization. So, James, I really thank you. His eyes were, I think he knew what I'd find out when I started researching, so knew more than I did. What I have Let me pull a paper clip off here real quick. I've submitted that one as the record of sales and profits. I've got two things I've submitted to you here. This is just a record of 8 years of my sales and profits. You'll see in the middle the net sales. That's after the sales and tourism taxes, and then the years. And then the EBITDA is there, as well as the property taxes. Just all those are for references, and then I've summarized some things on the bottom. I'll not try to go through all that in particular, but you can see the decline in sales and the decline in profits over the year, the increase in property tax. Honestly, I didn't even know that I had an option to appear. I'd have came a long time ago, but that's under the water under the bridge. So I, from a valuation standpoint of what a property would sell for, I've got the last 5 years average. I've got the mean, where remove the highest and lowest and come out with evaluations on the property and the averages there. The rest of that is information that it shows how much my sales has dropped and profits have dropped, and property taxes in this case has increased. Now, that was the number before Jim made, or James made an adjustment. On it, true property values I got here is above. So had the property values dropped at the same rate the sales and profits dropped, the valuation would have been around $9,000 a unit, or $1,871,000. And so, and at the bottom you can see I just rounded off to $9,000, and that was the recommendation I'm making to the commission. And then there's another sheet.
Say that again. The recommendation is what?
$1,890,000.
Got it.
That's at $9,000 a unit. And you stop me at any time, because I know they've got this on the screen.
And how many units are there?
There's 210 units.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
That's all right. This one is, I called Jeske Appraisals. I didn't get an appraisal on the property simply because of the cost, but he put together a list of the properties that are sold, a list of the properties that are currently on the market for sale, as well as properties in foreclosure at the bottom. Starting with the top, there's two that's on the market for sale. Windmill Inn on 76, 148 units. This is a property that's actually close in similarity to Honeysuckle Inn. We are, I built it in 1988, opened in 89. It's a wood structure. It's a motel, not a hotel. And I think Windmill Inn is the same way, except they're on 76 instead of Chevy Hills Expressway. And we're 210 units, they're 148. I didn't see any that was larger, or as large as we are, except Cobblestone on it. You'll also notice on the properties that sold, Windmill Inn is on there again, about the third, fourth one down. That sold in 2010 for $1,007,000 at $11,600 a unit, and then turned right around, and the owner that bought that has now got it back on the market for only $8,000 a unit. That's how much the market has dropped. It's depressing, but and a lot of people lost some money, like that fellow Cobblestone Inn, which is probably the closest to us because it's off the strip, although it accesses the strip. Sold for $6,000 a unit, and then it goes all the way through there. The foreclosures at the bottom, you're probably familiar with because that's in the newspapers, Days Inn, Howard Johnson. Both of those are much larger properties than mine, but they're the most recent in foreclosure, and those are the bids that Jeske said, but I don't think the bank even accepted those bids, but that was all they could get. So there's a huge difference between what buyers are willing to pay, what people are asking, and then the amount that's sold. But I put all that together just so you'd have a good reference on it. Another one that's close to us was the Mountain Music Inn. That's the first property on the ones that have sold. There are 140 units off the strip back in there on Schaefer Drive. They sold for $63.29 a unit. So I've put all this information together. It was actually an eye-opening experience to me because I've kind of mentally checked out of the market. I have a good manager, and I used to deal in real estate a lot, but the last probably since 2003, I've backed off, and I'm no longer on any of the committees in Branson, and I've devoted my time mainly to ministry. So when I started looking at this, I honestly had to accept the fact that the property that I built myself and bought in 1986 and built, it's not worth near what I thought it was. So here I stand today. just trying to get the value established so that I can control my expenses even more. As you can see, I need to. I did make a mistake, and I thought this was a fair valuation when I put it up at $9,000 a unit. It was a shock to me because back when I was active in the industry, that was a very low price. So I've suggested to you at $1,890,000 would be the appraised value. And since I've done that and looked at this thing, I realize in the last 2 years there's not a property that's even sold for almost saving $7,000 a unit. So I had to come back to reality, and I'm going to ask you in person, the real true value is what you can sell something for. And even at 7,000 units, the property would be appraised at about $1,500,000. That's hard reality when you're the owner of a business that you built from ground up and you're watching deteriorate, but that is the facts that I have to deal with. And I'm asking you to just take a look at this property and, you know, and I'm submitting myself to your authority, obviously, but it's an older property, hotel. I've done everything I could throughout the years to pour money back and keep it in good shape. And I physically think the property's in good shape. I don't want to deceive you. The only things that the maintenance is high because it's obviously very old, and there's several buildings, as you can see, that have built attachments. So every building has to have its own water heater and stuff. The biggest thing I have to face next is kind of remodeling on the inside. I've still got the original air conditioners in all 210 units, and they're over 20 years old at this point. We just keep swapping them out. But it's 210 properties, and I'm in the peak season. This month in July, I'm going to do $80,000 in sales. Last year in July, my expenses was $146,000. In 2000, I did over $300,000 in sales. So our sales is dropping. I've put money in marketing, and I can't get any marketing to pay off. That's probably beside the point, you guys. That's just me complaining because I've tried everything I can to get business up, and I'm not. It's just not. The economy just isn't there. But those are a good picture of the property, and I hope you'll agree that we've tried to keep it up, but our sales is not keeping up with the pace. So I'm here to answer any questions. Again, James, thank you so much for leading me here to see what I can do.
The only question I have on page 29 of appraisal submitted earlier, I wonder why Mr. Jeske didn't furnish you the sale of KC Hospitality, which sold for $14,835 a room in February of 2012.
What is KC Hospitality?
It's Great Southern Bank actually sold it. It was a bank sale to KC Hospitality. And it was mentioned in Mr. Roberts' sales earlier.
I thought I knew most of the properties, but I've never heard of that one, so I don't, honestly, I don't have a good answer. If I knew the name of the property, I could probably...
It was in Commerce Park South.
I don't know. Now, unless that is Ramada Limited...
Days Inn. Present use, Days Inn.
The present use is a Days Inn? Okay, that's Ramada Limited. And that Ramada Limited, I do have on the list as the second one down for $14,850. That sold it to, there is a story behind Ramada Limited. I put it on here, but it's somewhat deceiving. Combs, if you're familiar with Kendall.
Kendall, yeah, sure.
Kendall owned that property. Of course, he's in the banking business. He sold, they paid him $600,000 in cash. He sold it, carried it back, and then later they only kept the property 6 months and just gave it back to him. Then he gave it, basically his son took it over that value. So that is a book value. And then they financed it, and actually Mike has now got the property back again each time they keep the deposit that's been put down. So the book value of the property keeps carrying at this level. You will notice it sold in 2007 for $2.9 million, and then most recently it's only $1,350,000. So that was down 53% from what it was in 2007, but it's still a high per unit value. But that is, when I looked into it, and James is right, that is the book value that's been carried. That's not the actual value of the property that's because of all the deposits and taking it back. But Mike Combs now has just labeled that with the Days Inn franchise a few months ago. Since the Days Inn, obviously, is in bankruptcy and foreclosure. So that is an exception property. I didn't start on mine. I made a note of that and just forgot to mention it. So that's a great question, James.
James, on the wood stick structure, a couple of years ago, we did the one right there on the corner of 76 and the expressway, and it was, and I can't even think of, it's right there by that restaurant, the long one. And we did some kind of an appraisal type deal. They brought it in, and we did an adjustment per unit on that. And that's, I think that's when we came up with that $10,000.
Right there, you done Janet Mays's, and you done the one across the street. And he just upped the way there 100 yards.
Okay.
You've done those adjustments this year.
I know there's a Southern Inn down the street that may be one of them. I can't tell which one's that. That's Myers there, so that's not
it. All the way down on the corner over there, see that white roof on the right down.
No, you're good. Go back up to 70s. You're good.
Back to 76, yeah.
Right there, Little Pete's. Right down.
But that's one, right? Up. Right
in the middle.
Right there.
Down.
Boy, you're having a rough time with that one. No, just right back there. It's right below that, right there. What's the name of that one?
What we look at?
That was
K Royal. Yeah, they're on 76 there by Faith Life Church.
Unless its name changed, it's sitting there.
There was a Magnolia Inn, Southern Oaks Inn. There was an Economy Lodge, an RV park there. That's all kind of across the road down from Red Lobster.
Hey James, are all these motels that we've looked at, are they all about the same quality and condition?
And all built about the same year, and I don't know of any problems that has arose up because of management. I think all the managers has been there quite some time.
Most of them on the strip, because I was there from the very beginning, are stick buildings. There was Ozark Valley Inn. It was pre-stress, and then the one across the street from us, which Myers owns, that's a pre-stress building, so they've had a lot more cost than those. But Ozark Valley Inn, couldn't get any information. It's closed and been closed all year. Nice hotel, well built. Waters of France built that in 89, but it's just simply they can't make a profit and just closed it down. It's cheaper, I guess, to pay the taxes and cut the rest of the losses off. So it's a tough, and you guys are well educated in this area, and you know it's been tough. And we're watching our valuations just drop as well as our profits.
Well, the reason why I ask is because we've been setting some properties in there at $15,000 a room.
Wow. Would you pay $15,000 a room for any hotel in town? I can't even get anyone to pay $10,000 a room.
Been a tremendous reduction.
It's a reduction, but I'm just telling you, this is reality that as an owner, I have to deal with. I have to say that property is only worth what I can sell it for, and there's the numbers in the last 3 years. Even from 2010, they've dropped dramatically.
I noticed you used a 14% cap rate, and all the appraisals coming in we see is running between 9 and 11.
Either we've got a different definition of a cap rate, because back in the heyday in the 90s, it was only about a 12.5%, 13% cap rate. A cap rate, now, the way I'm describing it, and I may be wrong, James, is like if it's a 14% cap rate, it's basically 7 times the EBITDA. You take your profit, 7 times that, and that's how they did when in the heyday. Now you can't even multiply it times 7. That's what I did here, because that's what it was when I was active. But you got people paying sometimes even 3 times or 5 times. And if you look at the properties that sell, I don't have their sales figures on there. They didn't have those in the reports. I wish they did, but I'm sure that's confidential information.
I'm just going off of the appraisal that came in this morning. He put the moat, and he used the same sales. And he's established a cap rate at 10.5.
So that means that he would be doing 10 times the profit of the property. That's what that means, if that's right. So, but there's the numbers. All I can do is say these are the properties that sold. That's the price per unit that they're selling for. That's all public information. And if you average all that out, you're going to find that within the last 2 years, the average property is selling from about $6,300 to about $7,100 per unit. I figured what I recommended was $9,000 a unit, and after I recommended that, I realized I still wasn't in reality yet. I had to come to the conclusion that it's not worth what I hoped it was.
The motel itself was built in
85? I built it in 88, Raymond.
I'm thinking we need to relook at all these.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, some of these that we've already set, if they're all the same quality and condition.
And there's a difference, too, between a franchise and a non-franchise. We're not franchised. Some of those are, some of those aren't. Most of them aren't. Ramada Limited is a franchise. Actually, the only one on there that's a franchise are the properties that's sold. And that, again, is a book value that was carried over. But you can see even Red Roof Inn is $9,285. That's just the asking price, but that is a franchise, where Windmill Inn is not, and they're asking $8,000. Now, they're not going to get that, but it's a starting point for them.
And you had a professional in here yesterday that said motels had $8,000 a unit, FF&E in them.
And that's true. Mine's got all FF&E in them, too. That's the whole lock, stock, and barrel, just a walk away.
All I'm saying is, we've had two different appraisals from two different people, and both of them were right around that, what, $8,500 a room?
Have we had appraisals, or have we had?
I thought.
Roberts just brought in an appraisal. And then that appraisal.
Jeff, what you're basically saying is what that we probably, as we had evidence, and we're going off this year. I'm not talking previous years. We had evidence, and we started these low sides off at the $10,000. And what you're saying is we need to probably start that low side off at around 8 or so. Is that our 8,500 or so? I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't think that we ought to go back to the other units that we've looked at, because some of those are very, very nice. Motels. Some of those things we've looked at are very, very expensive, nice motels. But on the stick units, that's the reason I wanted to go back to this one that sat out there on the corner. We made some sort of adjustment on that because of depreciation on the stick building. And what you said here with the air conditioner units and all those things that you presented as evidence on a 20-year
Am I the only one that's ever drove Shepherd the Hills Expressway on this board?
Well, I'm sorry.
And no disrespect. In fact, congratulations. He's got one of the most eye-appealing motels on the entire strip, and you can see it from the four-way stop there. That's absolutely a nice layout. You've always kept it nice and absolutely spectacular. It catches my attention when I go there. I didn't even know you owned it. I just pulled up to there and looked over there and I see it.
I thank you. I know that's a compliment, because we've tried to do the street appeal, because we're not a franchise. We need to. When you drive by the expressway, you see the first two buildings there at the bottom. You can't really see behind it. But if I could get people to go up in there, it's a gorgeous property. I do have to spend a lot of money in remodeling on the inside and stuff, but we've tried. But in spite of that, I mean, our sales are still declining by over 50% and profits by over two-thirds. So it's like no matter what I do, it's either the economy or I haven't got a hang on marketing, but I don't even confer with other owners anymore, so I can't tell you what the other properties are doing. I'm just seeing properties go down all the time.
Pardon? How many units are in the Meyer Hotel?
I used to. I think it's about 80 to 100. That's a pre-stressed building, and they put in an elevator when they bought it. I don't have any elevators.
And what about the one just below it? How many units are in it?
You mean the K Royal? That's a much smaller property, and I'm not as familiar with that. They have access off 86 there, but it's...
That's one I was talking about, Brandon.
I just didn't know if we knew how many units are in it.
It's a lot smaller than that. I would be surprised if it's over 60 units.
60
some odd. Yeah. Yeah, I'm way overbuilt. I'm at 210 units. If I had it to all do over again, I'd have never added on the last two sections, but I did that in 93 and 4 when Branson was in a big boom. And at that time, we were filling up. But now, you know, I just last weekend, I has only rented 47 rooms. It's just, and this was, we're in peak season. I don't know what the future.
I move that we lower the cost per room at $10,000 on BOE number 17. How many rooms were there again?
210. Mine is 210.
So it would be $2.1 million?
I'll second.
There is a motion with a second on the floor regarding BOE number 2013-17 to establish an evaluation for 2013 at $2,100,000. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he used the flat rate of $10,000 per unit. Let's have discussion. Any discussion, gentlemen?
If I could add, Ron, I appreciate the fact, because that's going to help my property a lot. But realistically, the low side ought to be around 7,000, and the high side should be about 8,500. To be in the market that's out there right now. And I would ask that you reconsider to move in the way, whether you put me on the low or high side, that's your choice. But that would be a more realistic based on the information that's actually happening on the street.
Regardless of what happens with this motion, we're going to have to take a look at other structures, because we're more than twice what you've just suggested on many of the properties there.
I totally understand.
Have we heard from, what are we going to hear from 10 motels out of 300, 400 motels? Were that wrong? Why are we hearing from all 300?
This gentleman said he couldn't even know to come until he called
me. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a... I didn't know you could contest it.
I'll guarantee you some of the other owners that own three or four of them knows they're going to be here. Huh? Chose not to be.
Discussion, thoughts, guys?
My thought is that there is a possibility that we might need to lower to... $9,000 or something per unit on what we did 2 years ago, because we had sufficient evidence 2 years ago to set those standards that we set, and we set them a little lower than what the evidence was, and that's how we come up with the $10,000 and the median on those. So I don't know exactly what the situation is here. I do feel for the gentleman on these older structures that we're having to deal with, but decide to lower that to minimum on those, on the low ones, to 9,000 per unit. But you have to consider where they're at, what location they're at, what view they're at, if they're on the strip, if they're off the strip, all those things. But we did extensive investigation and use of those when we set those at $10,000 on the minimum 2 years ago. And so that's where I'm at. If we feel like that we need to lower the another $1,000 per unit, I'm all right with that if that proves to be the will of the DOE. But I'm not willing to go any lower than that until we do a mass look at all of them. And
what's your thoughts right now on the motion on the floor? I know that addresses part of it.
Well, if we decide as a BOE to reconsider the $10,000 we used as a lower base and lower it to $9,000, yeah. I'm for that. I'm just making that statement. I'm one board member.
Well, let me ask a question. Following the vote on this particular piece of property, if we go back and we reevaluate, we can at the same time look at the piece of property that he has in front of us again if we choose to do so.
Right. I'm going to talk about all of them.
Right now our minimum is $10,000, correct?
Right. And so, we did that. We didn't just fly off the handle and make up that number. We did a thorough investigation of the low end of the units.
I can confirm. I got it on my sheet here. I don't think I have it on yours, but to confirm that, in 2010, the average units sold for $11,754 average. And you said you did a hard study and you were less, so yeah. 10 makes sense. But in 2011, only 1 year later, the average sold was for $7,143. 2013 so far, the average sold is $6,322. It's because properties are going bankrupt everywhere. We're going broke. So that's why I said, I agree with James or Danny. At that time, $10,000 would have been lower end, but we're 2 years down the road and many foreclosures, and that's the reality we have to deal with. So, yeah, I'm at your mercy to whatever. I know that the value of the property, I'm having to get used to it myself, that I've not even got half what I put into the motel. If I sold it today for market value, I would lose literally half of what I got in it. So it's tough to stand up here and talk about it.
I understand that, sir, very, very much, and I'm glad that you brought that information forward. I think at the time that we even evaluated it, it was a little more than 11,000 and something that we used on the entire area for the value. And I understand that, and I have sympathetic thoughts for your condition, because you've made a great presentation. Let me say that to you. But as we look at the entire motel process in the county, we can't take just off of these 10 and make a decision on what we consider our list of the prices. There's lots of things that are derived to sales of property. And if this board wants to consider the $9,000 factor, I'll be in full support of that whenever we finish these up. But you guys have made a motion now on the 10.
Now, when you say 9,000, are you meaning on this specific property or just as a low?
I'm talking as a low.
As a low end, yeah. Not necessarily this piece of property.
Right. That, and this is left up to this entire board. We look at the evidence, but we can't take just 10 motels that are under distress and make a decision on the low end.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll continue looking at this.
Right. I appreciate it, gentlemen. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Richardson.
recess, Kelly Trimble, he left a note for me. He said it might possibly be a teleconference, but since he's not scheduled till 10, I don't know whether he's coming or not to see it. He may have to do a teleconference if he couldn't get there.
What time is he scheduled for?
10.
10 and 10?
I'm sorry, what?
10 and 10? That's standard recess.
Hey.